You see, one of the statements that I've been playing at the back of my mind almost every single day, and I've been building my belief around this thought, and the thought is that God has the best intentions for me, and that God means well. You know, this has been a very comforting thought, and you know, I'm holding on to it quite firmly, and because I can see the sense of peace that this, you know, thought brings to my heart, you know, the serenity that this thought brings to my soul. I've been taking it a bit personal to just, you know, share these thoughts with people. And so just today, I went to see one of my friends, and we're just having a chat around a few things. And my intention was really to just share these thoughts with him, because, you know, he's sort of giving me an idea of what he's been going through lately, you know, and just how it feels like things ain't working and whatnot. So today when I drove into town to just go get a haircut, I decided to pass through his workplace and just have a little chat with him. And well, before I could even open my mouth to just share some of these thoughts, because then I've been able to experience the peace that this thought, you know, brings to me. And so I thought maybe I could, you know, share the same vibration with my friend. And surprisingly enough, he just starts telling me the thoughts that are similar to this. You know, how that he's just having a conviction that, you know, when the time is right, God is just gonna make everything beautiful. You know, and he's holding on to that belief, you know what I mean? Like, he's firmly holding on to that. And so I just had to sit in and just listen, you know, listen to him. And I feel like, after the conversation, I feel like I actually needed to see him for my sanity, you know. More than I actually needed to go there and share my thoughts. But I was still able to fuse in this thought in our conversation, now that God has the best intentions for our lives, and now that his plans are beautiful. But you know what happens when you're going through stuff in life, it becomes very easy to sort of lose sight of the goodness of the Lord when you're experiencing, you know, crazy days, crazy moments. It's very easy to lose sight of the greatness of God, and how that he's promised to send his word not to leave us nor forsake us, and how that he has got good plans for our lives. But because of the pressure of the moment, the pressure of life, we tend to forget all that, and then we just want to drown, you know, in the moment. We just want to drown in the pressure of life at the moment, you know, and we just lose sight of the fact that there is a God who's looking out. And when that happens, the enemy rejoices, because then he knows that once you're drawn in those negative thoughts, you are sort of delaying divine intervention. And it's not that the divine intervention is not going to come. It eventually will. But because of some of the thoughts that drowning in a moment of life, in a stressful moment of life, does, is that it only delays the breakthrough. But you want to develop this belief, and you want to know that it's not a walk in a pack. It calls for, you know, commitment. It calls for dedication. That's why the scriptures actually state that faith without works is dead. So building this belief around the fact that God has got the best intentions for you also then calls for work. It calls for intentionality, you know, being deliberate. That in moments that life sort of seems to be knocking you down, you're then going to boldly make the confession that God is with me. That even though I'm walking through this valley of the shadow of death, I know God is with me. I may not have clear proof of the fact that he's with me, but I know it, and it's a conviction beyond proof that God is with me, and that he has the best intentions for me. And I'm going to hold on to this belief, and I know I'm going to walk in the reality of this belief someday. And just like one of my friends said today, you know, he tells me that, you know, it's just a matter of time. It might seem like nothing is happening in your life. It might seem like you will never ever get it, but I promise you, it's going to be a moment. It's just a matter of one day that God is going to beautify your life. So it doesn't matter what you're going through today, you want to keep the faith. It doesn't matter what your family is experiencing today, but you want to keep the faith. And you want to keep believing that God has got beautiful plans for my life. I may not see it exactly. I may not even, you know, conceive it in my brain. But I know that God has got great plans for my life. And is that he's not going to forsake me. He's going to fight for me, you know, and he's going to make it possible for me, you know, regardless of whatever it is that I'm experiencing now. So you might be experiencing what in physical state we're gonna regard as a delay. You know, you might be experiencing what, you know, everybody's going to call rejection, because every job application that you make, you don't ever get a positive feedback. You know, you've made quite countless job applications. I mean, today you're still jobless. You don't have a job, you know, because every application you made, you're always getting a negative feedback. You know, even if you actually qualify for the position. So in the physical state, we're gonna regard that as rejection. We're gonna regard that as delay, you know, denial and all that kind of stuff. But I promise you, you want to keep believing that there's going to come a day that God is going to just come through for me. And he's got beautiful plans for my life. He's got beautiful plans for my family. He's got beautiful plans for my community. And what you've got to understand is that God didn't bring you this far to just then let you wander. God didn't bring you this far to just let you die in pain, experiencing nothing but perpetual struggle. That's not God's plan. Soon and very soon, God is going to beautify our lives. God is going to beautify your life. But you've got to believe, because God wants to transact with a believing people. Because every atmosphere of faith that you create, it's a good ground for a miracle to happen. So you want to make it a commitment that every day you're going to create an atmosphere of faith, an atmosphere of trust, an atmosphere of positive belief, expecting that in this atmosphere, a miracle can happen. Because God wants to transact with the believing people. So you remember when Jesus Christ was healing the blind man, you know, asked him a question, did you believe that I came? You know, because he wants to transact with the people that believe. So you want to stay committed at nurturing your belief. You want to start practicing believing. You want to start practicing, you know, walking by faith and not by sight. That regardless of what I'm able to see with my eyes, I'm going to believe that this thing can turn around. I want to believe that my story is going to end differently. You know, it doesn't matter what I'm experiencing today. It doesn't matter what's going ahead of me. You know, it doesn't matter the number of rejections that I've gotten from my applications. I'm going to believe that one day it's going to be a positive feedback, and that positive feedback is going to set me up, and it's going to change the whole story for my life and for my family. You're going to walk with that conviction. You're going to keep that belief running in your brain. You're going to keep that belief running in your heart every single day. Every single day, you've got to believe in something. Every single day, you're going to walk with faith. You're going to walk believing the man, my dreams are possible. You want to walk believing that a miracle is going to happen. You want to walk the day believing that there's a great door that is going to open for me. You want to walk the day believing that good things are coming my way. Regardless of what your physical eyes can see, regardless of what your five senses are experiencing in that particular moment, but yet you want to believe that something different is going to happen. miracle is going to happen in this day, that I'm going to receive a life transforming miracle, a life transforming opportunity. And I tell you the truth, there is nothing that positive belief cannot make real. It's a journey. So you're gonna stay on this journey of faith. You're gonna stay on this journey of believing. And every time you feel like you're losing faith, every time that you feel like you are allowing thoughts of doubt, you know, to settle in your mind, you know, you've got to counterattack right in the moment and say, "You thought of doubt. You have no place in my heart. You have no place in my mind. And therefore, I cast you out." You know, you are counterattacking right in the moment, because thoughts of doubt, a small thought of doubt, will multiply. Before you know it, you are left with no faith in you, with no belief in you. And how sad can life be if you then don't believe in anything? But you've got to constantly believe in something. You've got to constantly convince yourself that things are going to play out differently eventually. You got to constantly convince yourself that my story is going to end well. You've got to constantly convince yourself that God is fighting for me. You've got to constantly convince yourself that my dreams are valid. Regardless of what your physical eyes can see, you're going to keep dreaming big. You're going to keep envisioning. You're going to keep imagining. You know, you're going to keep believing that, man, my life is going to play out all different. The people are going to look at me and they'll be amazed, and they'll be asking themselves, how did this happen? When did this happen? So you're going to stay committed, man. You're going to stay committed to believing. You're going to stay committed to walking in faith. You're going to stay committed to believing for something better. You're going to stay committed to believing that God is for you and not against you, and that God has got good plans and good intentions for you, and that a miracle is possible. So I want you to sit back, and I want you to begin to convince yourself right in this moment. Look at your dreams. Look at your goals. Look at your life vision. Look at them right now. And I want you to start convincing yourself, this is possible. And I'm deserving of this. I'm deserving of this wealth. I'm deserving of this influence. I'm deserving of this promotion. I'm deserving of this great and beautiful life. Look at your dream car and convince yourself that I'm deserving of this car. I'm deserving of this amount of money in my bank account. And you've got to believe that, because there's nothing that positive belief cannot make real. You're going to believe in the possibilities of your dreams. You've got to believe in the possibilities of your life vision, because there is nothing that is beyond your abilities. Believe that your life is limitless. Believe that you are deserving of everything beautiful. Believe that you are deserving of everything awesome. Convince yourself and stay committed to remain on this journey of faith. And I love the scripture, the righteous live by faith and not by sight. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. So are you seeking for divine intervention? Are you seeking for God's help? God is asking you one question. Do you believe? Do you want to believe? So go to God. Tell him, I believe. Help my unbelief. God, help me fight these thoughts of doubt. Help me fight these thoughts of fear. Help me believe that I'm limitless. Help me believe that my dreams are possible. Help me believe that my vision is valid. God, help me believe that a miracle can happen today. Help me believe that my story can change today. Help me believe for something better. And I promise you, God is gracious enough that it's going to help you walk in positive belief. God is going to help you walk in great faith. You know, I love the scripture. If you've got faith that is as small as a mustard seed. Man, y'all see a mustard seed before? And Jesus saying, if you've got faith which is as small as a mustard seed, and you're going to speak to this mountain and move, and it's going to obey. That's the power of faith. Faith as small as a mustard seed. So ask God to help you believe. Ask God to help you perish thoughts of doubt. thought of fear and help you to constantly convince yourself that it is possible. I want you to take a moment. Think about your life goals. Think about your vision. Think about your dreams. Think about everything that you want to achieve. If you've got it written down somewhere, I want you to open that book. I want you to open that diary. If you've got a vision board, I want you to start looking at your vision board right now. And I want you to start convincing yourself that what my eyes can see right now, it's possible. And I call it to manifestation. I call my card manifestation. And I believe it's going to come to manifestation. Because you want to understand that there is nothing that positive belief cannot make real. Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.